Swedish police to operate around-the-clock drones to fight rising gang crime. By Chris Tomlinson on December 12, 2019. Police in the Swedish multicultural city of Malmö have announced a new operation which will see drones equipped with cameras that can surveil areas around the clock to watch for crime. The plan, which is labeled Special Operation Rimfrost, is set to last from December 10 to March 8 of next year and will see drones with cameras called Unmanned Aerial Systems, UAS, patrol areas where drug trafficking and gang-related crime are common, according to a police press release. The police state that the operation has four main goals: to reduce the number of fires and explosions, to get gang members off the streets through increased prosecution, to increase the number of firearms and explosive seizures, and to increase safety among the general public. Michael Mattsson, deputy head of command for Rimfrost, said the new measures will help prevent and stop crime. He added, "We will use UAS with cameras when the need so requires in the coming months. They are a good complement to foot patrolling and other security-creating measures." Drones have been deployed to combat criminality in other countries in Europe in recent years, including in France, where they were introduced in March of this year to help catch illegal migrants trying to cross the English Channel to reach the UK. Several months later, Belgium invested €80,000, £73,100, in a similar project to monitor its northern coastline for illegals as well as missing children, missing elderly people, and help find people who may be drowning off the coast. Sweden has seen an epidemic in gang-related violence this year, with Malmö being one of the main hubs for gang crime, with a gang-related fatal shooting taking place last week. While a report from newspaper Sydsvenskan has revealed that the majority of suspects in fatal shootings in Malmö come from migrant backgrounds, Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven has refused to recognize any connection between rising gang violence and mass migration. "The segregation is because there is too low employment and too high unemployment in these areas. But that would have been the same regardless of who had lived there. If you put people born in Sweden under the same conditions, you get the same result," he said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.